Mornington Peninsula-based stud Flinders Park Stud is having enormous success on the racetrack at the moment, with progeny that they sold through the 2016 Inglis Melbourne Premier Sale. Darren Coyles joins us from the stud on Talking Horses this morning. How are you?
Thanks, Jake. Great to have me on.
Well, tell us about these results you're having. You had 12 horses go through the sale last year, and it's amounted to 4 2-year-old winners before Christmas.
Yes, look, I wouldn't imagine it myself, but looking back on it, you could see why they were so successful on the track. Arguably the best stallions in the country, a Schnitzel, Not a Single Doubt, a Sebring, and a Smart Missile. They were all precocious, speedy-looking types. Some of them made modest amounts in the ring, but, you know, it's just great satisfaction to see them perform on the track now, and hopefully that's they can go on with it.
And those horses are named Streela, Heart of Heart, Driftwood Girl, which races in Perth, and Sebring Express.
Yes, all the trainers, we try to keep in contact with the trainers that have our horses, and by all regards, they still have a strong opinion of all of them. I know with two-year-olds racing so early, they can go amiss, and a couple of them went shin sore, but are all sound now and back in work, I believe. Strella, he was we sold him to John McArdle for $120,000. He was a really nice, speedy type out of one of our mares by Bella Spree, Hummer Mama, that we raced ourselves, and she was speed on speed, so not surprised with the result there. He had a really good temperament and actually broke the track record at Ballarat on debut, over 900 metres. So that's testament to the speed there. Driftwood Girl, she's a Not a Single Doubt filly. She was a modest buy by Nick Cox for 50,000, I think it was. And look, she was a small running type, typical of the stallion. And he was able to pick her up cheap, and good luck to him, you know. Good racing prospect going forward as well is Heart of Heart. He's also bought by Nick Cox for a modest amount of $50,000. Looking back on it now, it was like a really good buy. He was a little long in the Pastons. That was a knock on him. And as you know, yearling buyers can be fickle. He didn't seem to mind. And I know a lot of other breeders and trainers that don't hold that in such high regard. Some do, some don't. He's of a great opinion of the horse, and I think he's back in work now and should be surfacing again shortly. And Sebring Express, she was had quite a few starts and found ways to get beaten on several occasions by the look of it. But, you know, another bargain buy at 60,000. She was a late November foal. I'm surprised that she was able to get up so early before Christmas and win a race. And, you know, good luck to Gary and Elite Thoroughbreds there. She's one that's probably arguably got the most ability because the mare has, that she's out of is an Exceed and Excel mare, so it's a Sebring out of Exceed and Excel. A lot of speed there, and we had a high opinion of the mare as well on the racetrack. We purchased her through the ring, and by all accounts, she was a very fast horse.
And what's the background of Flinders Park Stud? Your father, Brian, and you run the operation. How long ago did you kick off?
The property was purchased in 2003, and we've been breeding as Flinders Park Stud since then, but my father's been involved in breeding and racing for over 30 years now. We'll have a good core staff group there. I think our stud manager, Michael Cumming, has been there since the start, and he's helped build up the farm to what it is today. We've only got 70 acres. It's a small boutique farm. We play the commercial game. There's obviously a lot of factors involved in producing a horse that you can sell for a potential profit. Got to keep cash flow going. You've got to sell throughout the year, trade in, trade out, brood mares and yearlings. And we have a capacity of 12 main boxes. So every year we come up with a draft of 12 to take to yearling sales. And most of the time that's yearling sale will be the Melbourne Premier Sale.
So how did you fare at this year's sale?
Pretty good. Look, we like to meet the market and bring our horses there and try to reach that average of 100,000 with our horses. nicer around that mark. We did retain one horse. I think he was a schnitzel colt, but we've now decided to race ourselves. We passed him in for, I think, reserve 181. No, reserve was 200, yes. So we've kept him, raced ourselves. He's in work now. He's doing everything right. So hopefully we can turn him into a stallion prospect like everyone else, I guess, in the land. He's got a schnitzel.
Who's training him for you?
John McArdle's actually training him, and he's going to be named shortly.
Okay.
We have, we're expecting him to be racing early as well before the end of the year.
And what's the connection with John McArdle? You've mentioned his name quite a lot in dispatches during this interview.
Oh, well, he's got Strella, obviously. We've only had a couple of horses with John. He's obviously down the road at Mornington, and he's a good judge of a two-year-old. So, we do reward trainers with our own horses, the ones that buy off us, and he's got a couple in work with us. So, he's doing a good job with Strella. Strella had another start, I think, a couple of weeks ago, and had excuses there, but we'll be back hopefully getting another run under his belt before the end of the season.
Nice part of the world to set up camp. The Mornington Peninsula and Flinders in particular is a very beautiful part of the world. 70 acres there would be a valuable asset.
Yeah, look, we've got about 180-degree views of Western Port Bay and Bass Strait there. Look, there's a lot of other farms that have come in. Musk Creek and Two Bays are prominent breeders in the industry, and they're just around the corner. And, yes, the land prices just keep skyrocketing down at Flinders. It's a very popular part of the world now.
There must be something in the grass there, and the horses must be enjoying that view because it's translating on the racetrack.
Yes, well, yeah. It can get a bit cold and windy down there, but we also have good rainfall and good pastures, so maybe that's a part of it.
And are you full-time focused on the business, or do you have a day job?
Well, I have other interests outside breeding, but yes, this is at the moment we're just trying to make a run of this with the breeding, and fingers crossed we keep producing results and gives you the confidence to continue and invest further in the business.
Do you plan to get bigger as an operation? I guess you are limited by land, space, and facility size.
Yeah, that's it. Look, we're trying to actually, it's quality, not quantity with us now. As I said, we're boutique, and we always will be with the amount of land that we've got. Always expanding, building stables, walkers, all the things that are required of a commercial thoroughbred farm. But we'll be concentrating on improving our broodmare band, making the right calls and decisions, breeding horses that we think we can take the sales and sell as precocious horses, two-year-olds specifically. In saying that, we do like to breed a classic horse. My father's always trying to breed a classic horse after the success we've had with Pompeii Ruler, so I'm not afraid to go there either.
Yes, the Pompeii Ruler days were a bit of fun, weren't they?
Yes, but we can't hang our hat on that forever. We've got to unearth another good horse, either one that we sell or one that we retain to race ourselves.
And you only sell in Victoria, is that right?
Oh, no, if we've got a horse at Warren's going up to the Gold Coast, we would do that, Magic Millions. We have in the past, and we may be doing that this year, actually. So but you've got to have a horse that ticks all the boxes because you take everything to hopefully sell. We don't like to retain everything, anything, meet the market. The ones we do retain are the ones that probably don't go to sales or that we forced to retain through issues such as x-rays and confirmation faults, etc.
Well, very interesting to have a chat with you and learn a bit more about Flinders Park Stud, and congratulations on the success that the horses you've bred and sold are having right around Australia, and let's hope that continues for them and the others that you've put through the sales.
Thanks, Joe. I really appreciate the call.
That's Darren Coyles from Flinders Park Stud, having a great run of success with their 2016 Inglis Melbourne Premier Yearling Sales Draft. They sold 12 horses, four of them individual two-year-old winners since.